Tucker Carlson has never once said anything correct that was not a mainstream position on the left. Every single time he has ever been correct, it is because he has cynically hawked a left-wing position. And every single time he has been incorrect, it has been because he has adopted the position of his constituency, his base, his viewers, his supporters, and the politicians that he worships.
Hi there, everyone. It's 4 o'clock in New York with the fate of tens of millions of humans right now on the knife's edge, because if nothing changes in the next 4 hours and Donald Trump falls through on the things he said out loud, his public threat, we may all soon be witness to a military.
As long as the Senate exists, land does vote. This is another thing that American liberals are going to have to reckon with, but the Senate was just a bad idea and it shouldn't exist. We need a unicameral legislature. It's just, that's it. It's there's no version of America where you can have a functioning Congress in a polarized country where if you proportion out the votes flatly, so it's 50% Republican, 50% Democrat all across the country, Republicans easily win the Senate every time. You can't do that. There are just too many shithole Republican states with a population of like 2 million or less. You can't do that. You just shouldn't have the Senate, or strip its ability to block bills. Every other country with an upper legislature doesn't let it totally stop bills. You can reform it all you like. Something has to change.
Assault so generationally and intentionally brutal that war crimes aren't just possible, but they become U.S. policy. But again, that is only if you take Donald Trump at his word. That's risky. In the lead up to his 8 p.m. Eastern deadline for Iran, in a morning message wholly unlike anything ever uttered by any American president under any circumstance ever, Donald Trump posted this, quote, "A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionarily wonderful can happen." All caps, who knows? That message, which is in and of itself crazy and contradicts itself over the course of fragments and sentences, did have the impact of sending a tremor across the globe.
I appreciate that. I don't know. So many talking heads just brush by Trump's insanity. I guess I prefer the honesty and sincerity of a person looking at the message and going like, well, okay. You know, like it's there's not really like a calm way to engage with any of this, I don't think.
The aftershocks of which we're still registering as we come on the air.
Guys, nothing's going to happen tonight. I want to make it clear. Even if Trump backs out, something already did happen today. Like, I know we, it seems as though, again, most people only noted the downfall of the Russian Empire, not Russian Empire, my apologies, the Roman Empire, when nobody showed up to fix their broken bridge, like years after it broke, you know? That's it. Right? It seems like everything's moving in slow motion because you're experiencing history from the present. But from the perspective of future historians, everything will have happened very quickly. Pax Americana fell. Not to say it took only a couple of years, but like the worst part of it seems like it's accelerating really quickly over the span of a couple of years. The worst part of it for now, at least.
First, as it relates to the possibility of a peaceful resolution, the Wall Street Journal cites Middle Eastern officials in reporting this, that Iran cut off direct communications with the United States of America over that post, though talks with ceasefire mediators continue. A state-run Iranian newspaper is denying such reports, although two diplomats from the region tell MS Now that the chances of the U.S. and Iran reaching a deal before tonight's deadline today are low, and that the two sides remain far apart in the talks. As embassies across the Middle East urge American citizens there to take care, hundreds of Iranians are assembling at sites of major infrastructure. They're forming human shields at the behest of some Iranian officials in front of power plants that could be the targets of U.S. strikes. A separate Iranian news agency reported earlier that air defenses have been activated.
There's an old Hemingway quote that's attributed to the fall of empires. They fall slowly at first, then all at once. I feel like that's how it is with everything. Bridges slowly crumble over decades and then fall in minutes, you know? An elderly person slowly gets in worse health over years and years, and then over the course of 1 month, they go from walking around to being dead. It's kind of how it works with everything, right?
invaded over Tehran with fighter planes flying low over the city. Meanwhile, U.S. Central Command published this video earlier. It's a video of Navy jets taking off from the USS Abraham Lincoln in the region. Again, Donald Trump has created a worldwide tinderbox, and the most optimistic interpretation of all of it is the taco thing, that Trump is simply indulging in a style of negotiation.
I really do appreciate the fact that this lady here does seem like genuinely in disbelief. I don't know. It's her affect, I guess, after so much smarmy, Tapper-esque, one eyebrow cocked, DreamWorks face. Oh, it's happening again. It is nice to see a person who seems to recognize what's happening.
For which he's advocated before. It's also called the madman theory, a geopolitical strategy that elevates unpredictability above other infinitely more reasonable orientations. But whether or not Trump follows through or punts the deadline or finds an off-ramp or strikes a deal, we should be clear-eyed about what is an historic nexus today of bright red lines that have already been crossed. For the Iranian people to threaten that, quote, a whole civilization could, quote, die tonight. For Donald Trump, who put that in writing and posted it, for the people around him who let him. The president constantly campaigning for peace prizes. Crucially, for some of Donald Trump's characteristically unwavering supporters, people who hung in there with him after January 6th, after COVID. This afternoon, some of those very same people, some of the loudest ones, are spending the final hours before Donald Trump's promised assault pleading with Donald Trump. The only way they know how, over the airwaves, here's Trump loyalist Senator Ron Johnson.
I am hoping and praying that President Trump is, this really is bluster. I do not want to see us start blowing up civilian infrastructure. I do not want to see that. We are not at war with the Iranian people. You know, we are trying to liberate them.
So they're the Ron Johnsons.
Trying to survive re-election after Trump's out, yeah.
But they're also the Tucker Carlsons, conservatives, going so far as to publicly urge top officials at the Pentagon to consider refusing Donald Trump's orders should he advocate for the...
All of them are just trying to hold their footing in 2026 or 28 or even beyond. We all know how this is going to end, and it's not going to be with Trump being hailed as a popular president. We all know how this is going.
Use of weapons of mass destruction? Watch.
Unless somebody puts the brakes on right away, we're going to wind up in a place that we can't even imagine. Not just Iran, us and the rest of the world. And so that means, because this is obvious to anyone who's paying any attention, that if you work in the White House or in the U.S. military, now is time to say no, absolutely not. And say it directly to the president, no. Okay, so thinking about using some weapon of mass destruction against the population of Iran, in whose name we liberated Iran, we killed their religious leader for their benefit. Do you remember that? This was last month. Those people who are in direct contact with the president need to say, no, I'll resign. I'll do whatever I can do legally to stop this because this is insane. And if given the order, I'm not carrying it out. Figure out the codes on the football yourself because everything hangs in the balance right now. This is not hysteria. This is 100% real.
This is not hysteria. This is 100% real. Quote from Tucker Carlson.
He's been right too many times. Tucker Carlson has never once said anything correct that was not a mainstream position on the left. Every single time he has ever been correct, it is because he has cynically hawked a left-wing position. And every single time he has been incorrect, it has been because he has adopted the position of his constituency, his base, his viewers, his supporters, and the politicians that he worships.
Now, even if the situation doesn't rise to that level, and Americans of all political persuasions, people around the world certainly are hoping that it does not, as we said, a lot of damage has already been done. In the words of historian Timothy Snyder today, quote, whatever happens tonight, the president, by saying such things, has already changed the world for worse, has already made acts of mass violence more likely. If we are Americans, he has already changed our country. He has changed us because he represents us. We voted for him, or we didn't vote for him and allowed him to come to power, or we didn't do enough to stop him. These words are America's words until and unless Americans reject them, end quote.
Clippers?
Honestly, Trump could drop a nuke and I'd still vote Republican over those people because
you're
they want
to avenue voter.
They, in some ways I really am. They, but honestly, they, what they want to do is nuke our own country. You know, it's like they, yeah. the open border, the, what they're doing to children, all that stuff is still, they, that they would do it all if put back in power. And I think most Republicans know that.
Well, at least she's on. This woman's a pedophile. That is true. She is a pedophile. She's admitted to holding pedophilic positions. Yeah. She defended Trump raping children explicitly. Not like she navigated around it, but she was like, if it's only 15-year-olds. She said that. She said that on air into a microphone. Yeah. She did. Yeah, she did say that. She called 15-year-olds barely legal. Oh, that's true. She did. Incredibly funny. Barely legal 15-year-olds. Jesus Christ. Live UA map, Iran. Apparently, massive strikes reported in Tehran. Really conducive to securing a ceasefire. Not reported here. Maybe they'll pop up soon. I don't know if this is filler given how much else is going on, but this got published earlier today. Imagine being the Artemis crew and we use a nuke. If nothing else, if they're in the right place, we will get some historic iPhone photos.